This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final hour of the big show, and I want to tell you, Falbo Brothers Pizza, you can call them, 281-240-4779. They are out, Nick and my way, out there opposite of the farm, the Laminack, Palatial Laminack Mansion.
I was just telling you, I love calzones, and I want to try one of their calzones.
They got those real pizza ovens, not the BS that you get for the rapid-fire pizzas.
Quality ingredients. That's not me just saying it. It's actually
You've had it, yeah.
You've had the pizza when they were advertising before, huh?
I've gone there, when they were advertising, I've taken my...
You ate there before they advertised?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Full disclosure, no, I did not.
So you tried it.
I learned of it through Joel when he brought it to the station initially.
Right.
And then I went... Because it's only like 5 minutes away from the house.
That's legit, huh?
Yeah.
We stumbled on it by accident. Damn. We were moving into our house out there, and literally we're going through the mail in the drawer, and I'm like, I'm starving. What's open? And I was like, well, it says it's legit. It's Falbo Brothers. I mean, it sounds Italian too. We'll try it out. And we ordered, and I mean, we were like, why have we not heard about this place before? Because you hear about all the places in town stuff. We tried all of them. But man, it is... And I'll tell you what's cool.
Making my mouth
is
water.
Like Lisa doing the vegan options. If you want to eat healthy, Lisa took it to the point of saying, will you make me a pizza without cheese, but will you make it with all vegetables and this and that and still the marinara, but not
that
the meat sauce?
That sounds miserable.
It really.
And Hani will do it. Like, that's the thing. If you catch him when he's there, he'll basically customize it at a pretty much no extra charge any way you want it.
That sounds like my hell. Like, if they were like, all right, you're going to hell, and your hell is going to be a vegan pizza.
All right, Hani just texted me.
That would be, what'd he say?
He said,
is he bringing us the calzone?
Large, deep dish, one topping. Normally, it's $20. He'll go. He said it's $15, $14.99, if you mention Joel and ESPN 97.5. And if you want other Super Bowl specials, just give them a call or check them out online and he'll hook you up.
Nice. Yeah. Got to have pizza on Super Bowl. I'm telling you right now, I don't give a damn about the Usual Suspects weight loss challenge come Sunday. I hope my big ass gets back up to 197. If I do, then I know I did Super Bowl right. And I know I shouldn't say that.
I'm going to tell you this. The one thing that the challenge has done is, I actually used to have that cheat meal and just be like, yeah.
You're not kidding. And now you're like.
Now after I'm done, I'm like. Man, I've been eating so good.
Why blow it, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's like today when we went to Cowboys and Indians. I got below 190, which I thought I would. So I was 189.2, and I was really excited about that, and I'm feeling better. But I was like, I really miss Cowboys and Indians. So I compromised. I had one of the samosas, one of the non-quesadillas, and then I got the healthy stuff. So it can be done. I guess this is where I would have to get a vegan pizza and just hang myself with it.
Like Lisa and her mom. Lisa's mom doesn't really eat meat, but she will periodically. But they got a hand-tossed, half with cheese, half without, but with the same vegetables. And he did it. Hani and his staff did it. And Lisa's half without cheese on it, vegan, looked fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you eat it?
I tried it. Yeah. I like the crust, but
the way you said it. I was like, he's like, it looked fantastic. Did you eat it? I tried it.
I tried it, but if you're gonna tell me I'm gonna eat that as opposed to the deep dish that is tailor made for me,
hell no,
get out of here. I'm not doing that.
Clayton Sutherland on Twitter said, "Man, Eagles Nick called the same thing to the bench this morning. His call about a backup quarterback winning the Super Bowl once a decade.
I believe him. McClain seems like one of those guys that listens to multiple shows.
Yeah, and then several people did text the show saying the same thing. All right, couple of catch-ups on the text. Barry, I got an email from the joke joint with your ugly face in it. I may have to come out and support.
There you go.
Well, there was a
got
compliment.
Got it all right.
There was a, got it all right.
Got
huh?
it all right.
A compliment and a diss. Esports is one of the fastest-growing sports in the world. Hop on the betting bandwagon as soon as you can.
I'll pass.
No, yeah, I'm not betting on these dorks playing video games.
No.
That would be like, I feel like that's like betting on somebody playing like skee ball or betting. It's just, you remember that old football game on the it was the handheld and it was just the little lines and you moved it up and down.
Yep.
This is just a fancier version of that. I'm not betting on these dudes playing video games.
Because there was the Mattel one and the Coleco one. And
yes,
the Coleco one I think you're talking about is the lines.
I tried to buy one of those, and all I found were like hundreds of dollars.
Really?
Yeah.
I was killer on that
game. I know. I need to find that again. Where'd it go? Didn't lose weight, but was out of shape. Didn't need to lose weight, but was out of shape. Coworker and I decided at the beginning of December to do a half Ironman in April. Now swimming a mile in 45 minutes, riding bike 35 miles, and running 5 to 6 miles. Keep working, everyone. You can do it. That's badass.
That is great.
Glad to hear that. After the weight loss challenge, are you going to start a weight adding challenge for us skinny dudes? It's not just
it's called the picnic.
Yeah. If not, I'll just be triggered because of the discrimination. No, we're not. No.
We're not doing a picnic. You do a picnic. All you got to do is follow Nick Sharara and you can gain weight.
The skinny dude. I can tell you this. I used to be a skinny dude. When I met my wife, I weighed less than 150 pounds and I was 24 years old, I believe.
Sounds about right.
98. I was born in 74.
You were drinking a lot because.
What?
That's too skinny, man.
I know. I was like 146, 148, something like that. And I'm still the same size, 5'10", 146. And I was 24 years old. And I'm 43 now, and I got all the way up to 220. So if you're young, trust me, you don't need to worry about gaining weight. It'll come. It's called age. You'll get older. Your metabolism will slow down.
Yeah, plus your frame kind of changes and your frame alone.
Dude, enjoy it. Because when you're 43, if you haven't gained any weight and you're seeing all of us fatties, you'd be like, yeah, I'm glad I stayed skinny. You don't trust me on that. Trust me. What do you think of the F1 banning grid girls, Joel?
It's a controversial decision. I mean, the thing is that the chicks are hot and a lot of guys still are attracted to sports because they are. And, you know, for whatever reason, they've decided to go a different direction. And I guess that's their prerogative to do that. But when the chicks are even actually chiming in to say how they're upset about it, too, it can be a big problem. Nailed it, didn't I? Nailed it. Bring it to me.
Every once in a while, I like giving him those just to see how he. And I gotta say, this time, boy, you know hesitation.
Thank you very much.
And that was a text from somebody.
Yep.
And you
take
just,
that texter. Yep.
Yeah.
See if you can get him to cover the Dynamo. They used to have cheerleaders. Do they still?
Did they?
Yeah, a couple years.
Isn't that the orange wall? Is that not the orange wall?
I don't think. I think that's something different.
Okay.
I think that's something Trump wants to build. That...
Oh, you are on a roll, my friend. That was pretty good. No one has mentioned LeGarrette Blount. He might be a secret weapon for the Patriots. Stop. LeGarrette Blount might be a good weapon as far as running the ball, but he's not going to have any secrets that the Patriots aren't going to change.
No.
Do you think they're that dumb where they don't change anything?
They change their terminology because they've been stealing it from others that don't for years. So
if they're smart, they would use the Eagles terminology that they stole.
Right.
To confuse them.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you know the only way you know that LeGarrette Blount can be a factor is if they're capable of running the ball. Because if they're capable of running the ball and they do the thunder later, which is LeGarrette Blount, that means that if they're running a Jaye and he's getting yards and he's gashing holes in them, when the D-line starts getting tired in the second half, that's when you give him a steady dose of Blount. And if he starts pounding over guys and getting extra yardage and moving the chains, then you know the Eagles are controlling their ball control is basically controlling tempo.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. But, I don't think, again.
Yeah, you really think that Belichick and everyone on that staff is dumb enough to not change anything? What weapons are you going to give them? I mean, what secrets is there going to be that won't be changed for this game? I mean, they've had 2 weeks to change the terminology, to change some of the core disciplines maybe that they have. You know what you can't change is how good Tom Brady is.
Yeah.
Look how this team was down to the Jags, the Patriots, and it looked like, oh, well, this is over with. And everyone was like, does he have another comeback in him? He's Tom freaking Brady.
You can steal signals. You can Doesn't know matter. What's coming. You still got to execute.
You got to stop Tom Brady.
You got to make the throws. You got to put him in the right spot. You got to make sure that, you know, the receivers still have to catch the ball.
Yeah.
So they're a well-oiled machine. And when you start talking about dynasties, you're not far-fetched. This is in our lifespan. This will probably be the greatest dynasty we ever see in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And it's been a hell of a run.
Somebody said, I heard esports has a sweet Sunday morning show on some station in town now.
Really? Well, if that's your thing, grab your joystick
on. That's what they replaced us with on game day.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an esports show.
Well, I figured
maybe
it was
that's
here.
Why I'm so bitter.
I figured it was here.
I just figured maybe I just realized that subconsciously.
Makes sense now.
Subconsciously, that's why. By the way,
I heard the hosts of that show are up and coming, though.
I heard one of them was super handsome. Super handsome. By the way, Houston Family Nutrition, Mo and crew out there.
Yeah.
said that, hey, tell that guy who's wanting to gain weight to hit me up. Because Mo doesn't just help people lose weight. Yeah. Because it's not just about gaining weight. You got to gain it the right way.
Right.
Yeah. Because you can lift weights, but if you ain't eating right, it ain't going to matter. You don't even have to lift weights. You could just do like...
I gain it perfectly.
It's not like Nick with an easy tag to the drive-thru window. It's doing it the right way with carbs and fats and things so that you're actually building a foundation to get stronger as you get bigger instead of Nick, which just...
He's got hips.
He just gets a bill at the end of the month from the easy tag from sliding through the drive-thru.
He's got hips like Iggy Azalea.
Oh, do not go there. Don't you dare.
He already did.
Those were nasty. That picture that you showed, was it you that showed me?
Not attractive at all. So yeah, hit up Mo at Houston Family Nutrition. They'll take care of you as well. Also, if you do want to lose weight, if you do want to eat healthy, then hit up my guy Barry at HealthyGourmet.com. Not only does he have the best name in the world, he's got some of the best food in this city. It's ready to eat. All you do, throw it in the microwave between 2 and 2.5 minutes. So I talked about that little steam bubble that it gets. It makes it look really weird, but it also makes it taste really good. Not dry and not microwaved. It tastes fresh because it's made fresh, and they freeze it so you can freeze it yourself. You can customize your meals. Everything happens at healthygourmet.com. I want you to log on there. And right off the bat, I want you to know you can get 10% off your order by using ESPN975 as a promo code and order $99 or more, and they'll ship it for free. What are they shipping you? They're shipping you good portion-sized meals that you don't have to eat a ton of to get healthy or to get full. I mean, you can have a banana and a meal and you're full. That's what I've been doing for the last couple weeks, and as you heard me say earlier, I'm down below 190 now from 197. I'm super excited about this. If you're vegan, they got a solution for you. Low carb, gluten-free, paleo, doesn't matter. They've got those ready for you. Plus, if you don't see something you want, you can customize the meals made just the way you want it. Have them shipped to your door. And one of the best parts I was thinking about the other day, no cleanup. You just throw the thing away. You're done. It doesn't get any easier than HealthyGourmet.com. So log on today. Remember, ESPN 975 to save 10%. HealthyGourmet.com. Get started today.
ESPN 975. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on the big show. Knee-deep in the final hour of The Usual Suspects before we turn it over to Fred, AJ Jung, and The Blitz. Lots of stuff going on now, it seems, both in and out of sports.
You said you had some Gronk news, huh?
Gronk has been cleared of concussion protocol, not like he didn't know that he would eventually.
Right.
But now he is cleared, but he's also been cleared of all of his media obligations, I think, so he won't say anything stupid.
Yeah.
That he could blame on concussions, but we all kind of knew he was going to play. So now that's out that he's, as we all expected, he's going to play. More good news, Ryan Shazier, the Steelers linebacker, was officially discharged from the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center rehab facility. So he's going to be an outpatient now.
And walking?
I'm hoping so. There's a picture of
him. They
don't
say? Because I haven't heard. No, granted,
I haven't. So here's the picture of him at Roethlisberger. And he's standing. And he does have one of those braces on the back of his lower left leg. But he looks like he's capable of walking. So you hope so?
Man, I hope so.
He was leaving. Obviously, it's required when you leave the hospital to leave in a wheelchair.
Correct.
So the report was he left, you know, in a wheelchair, but that's only because he has to. But hopefully this is just another step in his progression to get back to it. If he doesn't play football again, so what? Let's just make sure he can have a normal life.
Yeah, that would be ideal.
That would be.
Because, man, I would hate. It's so sad when you hear about guys that get paralyzed and lose everything. And yeah, it's the NFL and it's different the one that really bothers me is college. When you see a guy, what was the kid's name was it Louisville?
The basketball player.
Yeah, but there was a football player too, but it wasn't Louisville. I forget the most recent one, but you just think, God, it's college.
Yeah.
There's
an All-American, and Dell could tell us this, but the guy that started at corner from Miami in the Orange Bowl got hurt on just a fluke play, just a play that went down, and they basically said, your career is over. You've got a neck injury that you could face paralysis, and you're going to have to stop playing. I mean, you're a sophomore in college. that literally was highly regarded, that when he did come out after however many years of college, he would be going on to the NFL. At that point, let's be honest, as a guy that young, what was his name, Nick?
His name is Malik Young.
Okay. You know that everybody can say, well, make sure you get your education, focus on the books. But the only thing that a kid that age that's hearing the reports is thinking is, I'm going to the NFL. I'm going to the pros. I'm going to get money. This is my career. I'm going to focus everything I got on this. And all of a sudden, someone comes to you one day and goes, yeah, you're done.
Yep.
That terrible. Is sad. Or the kid from Notre Dame that luckily, remember now, he was going to be a top 5 pick or top 10 pick, linebacker out of Notre Dame, and in the bowl game, tore everything up in his knee. Cowboys drafted him in the second round, and now he's playing, but he went through so much, and you think about all the money that he lost because of the injury, and at least he was able to play again. But yeah, when it's in college, it's...
The one I was thinking about was Rutgers. And it was Eric LeGrand.
That was a super sad story.
Right? The rest of his life.
That's what I'm saying. And you think, man, this guy's
just
out here.
And then I forgot which NFL team signed him to like a one day or something.
Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Tampa Bay.
That's right.
Because his college coach was Greg Schiano.
There you go.
Who was coaching the Buccaneers at the time.
Yeah, Mark Villalobos just tweeted it to Eric LeGrand. Yeah, that's because I remember the red. That's why I said Louisville. I couldn't remember. Yeah, it was Rutgers.
I don't know how he lives his life. I hope he's really happy. But everything from what I've seen on TV,
yeah,
he puts on this very, if it's him naturally, brave. That'd be great. But he's a really positive dude. And it's just sad to see. I remember that story only because that was one of the first ones that I really knew about, that I really looked into and read about in my like radio career.
Yeah.
And it just like, yeah. I was just.
It's terrible. And you think this was just a college kid who wanted to play football, and then it completely changed his life forever. So that's why I say, even the fact that Shazier can be up and walking, and he's an NFL guy, and he's got money and everything else, so good for him. But just the fact that he's up can stand is outstanding.
Well, Lance and I were talking the other day. Think about the Willis McGahee injury.
Yeah,
remember that going down the sidelines? You know, Orange Bowl, big time prospect, running back, and again, he made something of his career, and he played in the NFL, but he lost a lot of money in the process because he was supposed to be, you know, a top 5 pick, and blew everything out.
Terrible.
So that's when you start questioning these kids for why they're skipping bowl games at the end of the year when they're going to declare and things like that. It's because of injuries like that.
By the way, our listeners are so impressive. We got like 12 texts immediately. There was like Rutgers, and they Eric LeGrand. I'm like, just immediately. I had to Google it and wait on my Googles and all that.
No, they're
our listeners
great.
Are smart.
Sometimes
very smart.
We don't like it when they're great, but yeah, they do come up.
Sometimes
with some great
they're too smart. Sometimes they're smart asses. Here's a tip: would you try this? Try freezing some chopped up bananas for a day, then blend them up with some strawberries. You just made some healthy ice cream.
Mm. I do that for. I don't freeze them, but my smoothie every morning is soy milk, a banana, chopped up fresh strawberries, a handful of blueberries, and a scoop of protein powder
and kale.
Nope, God. That's
but I do the strawberries, handful of blueberries, kale, or spinach, depending on which day.
You drink slime.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's nasty. Yeah. When I see that green, anything.
I'm telling you, Texas chili from Healthy Gourmet. This is damn good.
Pour it over some stuff.
Right.
I'm telling you, tip of the day.
I'm 30 years old. I weigh 130 pounds, and that's the heaviest I've ever been in my life. Don't worry, dude. I'm telling you. Give yourself 10 more years. When you hit your 40s, it all changes.
When you go through puberty, it's going to get you in a hurry.
When your balls drop, it all changes.
It's going to make everything feel a lot better.
That's right. Where do y'all stand on tequila? I love that everybody just wants to know these random things.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. It's going to make for an interesting summer with all the questions that we're going to get.
Throw it on the wall
there's no
Thursdays.
More football. Yeah. Where do y'all stand on tequila shots, room temperature or chilled? You a tequila guy?
I hate them either way.
Chilled, I don't like either. I don't like them either way either, but I prefer it chilled.
I don't mind tequila, and I can do chilled or I can do room temperature. What I can't do is the salt.
I don't do the salt. I definitely, the lime helps it because I can't stand the taste of it. But I'm doing a shot as fast as I can, so I don't need it chilled.
I usually turn down tequila shots unless I'm looking like a bitch. Then I'm like, okay.
Well, that's every day.
I'm gonna take this shot.
Where are you on Jägermeister?
Yeah, no, Joe's on fire. Where
he
am I on what?
Called Jägermeister. You a bitch.
No, man, that's terrible.
I hate that
I don't
too.
Mind. I don't
it,
mind.
It makes
hate
me
it.
Feel so. It gets me in a bad mood, dude.
I've discovered that I can pretty much drink just about any shot. Or the one thing I really can't do yet is just sit down with a rocks glass full of whiskey.
I can, all day.
What's so weird. Like, you I can shoot tequila. Huh?
You sip it though.
Yeah,
right?
You sip it. Yeah. But I can shoot tequila. I can shoot Jaeger. I can do shots of even whiskey. I can do shots of whiskey.
Me too.
But to sit down with a glass of whiskey on ice and just drink it like that, I can't do it.
I can drink it neat.
Yeah, see, I can't.
No ice, room temperature.
Now, my dad did turn me on. He said, try scotch.
Yeah.
He turned me on to drinking a good scotch instead of a whiskey. And I was like, oh, this tastes much better. I could do just scotch neat. Yeah. I can do that, no problem. I don't know why I can't do it. But that's all I drink is whiskey. But I have to drink it with a mixer. It's weird.
Soon you're going to be pulling up a lawn chair next to Matt McConaughey and in that commercial and the guy singing Testify, Justify on top of a RV with the fire burning with a... Stupidest commercial ever. I've never been that guy either that can sip whiskeys and bourbons just on the rocks. And those are just the two shots that I could never do. I hate tequila and I hate Jägermeister, but really? I can do a lot of other shots.
Are you now when it comes to drinks?
Do you take shots of vodka? Because I can't do that either.
I could really? Do shots
I
of vodka.
I can if I have to, but I prefer not.
That is a piercing feeling when you're doing a shot of vodka.
Get you. I don't know why I really don't have a problem.
Because you're a champion swallower. That's fine. You're a champion.
Go to break.
You're a champion. After humping to victory, there's to nothing break. Better.
Shut your mouth. A champion swallower.
Champion this show swallower.
Sucks. This show sucks so much right now.
Awesome. P squared on the rebound. We'll be back with more.
Oh, you
the
son
usual
of
suspect.
A...
ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I don't know what to do here. We're back on The Usual Suspect for the final half hour of the big show. I don't know how to respond to that. And sometimes what happens off the air can really throw me a curveball coming back on.
Why would you bring us back with that?
You bring us back with that. And then while we're trying to digest it, Nick goes, hot.
You can't. What the?
And then I go to look for Barry for help, and he's cackling his brains out. I'm like, well, that's done.
Oh, my God. You can't do that, guys. Oh, God.
Hey, here's a bad look.
Okay.
And I'm not sure. That was
worst come bring back in radio history, by the way.
So, we all remember the last time that Justin Timberlake did the halftime.
Yeah.
It was with Janet Jackson and Nipplegate. Nipplegate.
Can't wait for that one this year. It's just going to be his nipple this time,
though. So, this year, he did his press conference because he's back, right? And I'm a JT fan. I think he's fantastic.
You want to see his nipple?
No. Okay. So, but they were asking, is Janet Jackson going to join you? NSYNC going to join you? He said no, other than his band, the Tennessee Kids. He's going to do the whole halftime himself. That's his band called the Tennessee Kids.
I didn't realize it was Justin Timberlake and the Tennessee Kids.
I don't think anybody did. I don't think that they're out there publicly promoting that name, but I think that his band has a name, as we just found out.
So it's like Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. It's because I just heard him as Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. In the press conference, he said Timberlake revealed that only his band, the Tennessee Kids, would join him on stage while dismissing any chance of his former boy band NSYNC or Janet Jackson joining him for the performance. Now, here's where it gets a little dicey because we all know, like I said, with Nipplegate, that JT got into some trouble, whether it was planned or not, and however you see that. They started to ask him about his 2-year-old son, Silas, and asked him if he thinks Silas would one day be in the NFL to run some routes. And he responded, he'll never play football. No.
Oh, wow.
Not a good look for a guy that's getting a big paycheck to play during the biggest football game. You might want to save that for post-performance.
Yeah, you don't want to. Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Exactly. He tried to soft sell. He said, I mean, yeah, it's kind of one of those things where my main objective is that he become a great person. If he wants to get into the arts or sports, then yeah, I'll support that. I think I can hopefully offer him some advice on what to do and what not to do. But right now, we're working on our manners. That's the big deal in our house. It's like one thing at a time. So he tried to soft sell it after.
Right.
The quote that ESPN is leading with on the front page is, Timberlake says son will never play football.
Well, that's kind of par for the course, right? Yeah, I mean, you kind of lead with the juicy stuff.
The headline grabber, right?
Hey, right. You want people to click on it and then go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And are they paying for...
See, that's a question that's been kicked around. I've heard Charlie talk about that before. I would think, like, if I'm a performer and someone asks, especially if I'm an up-and-coming performer, someone asks me to sing the anthem, as long as you give me a couple of tickets to take care of, and you know, and expenses,
right,
I'm good. Like, when with put the Rockets...
Up, you put up the Tennessee Street Band or whatever the hell they're called.
Yeah, the T-Street Band, whatever. Yeah. I mean, that's right. Yeah, the thing to me was, what the Rockets always did was, if you want to sing the anthem... You know, everybody applies, sends in tapes, whatever, and then it, you know, if they bring you in, but there's no payment for that. Now the halftime act's a different story.
Well, why would you? I get it if somebody says, "Well, you know, we're an up and coming band, and we could use the exposure."
Want the exposure, right?
But if you're Justin Timberlake, you don't need the exposure.
So, I don't know. I mean, we can try and find out. Huh. I just don't know. I would assume the halftime acts get paid.
Okay, I didn't think they were, because last year. Then they say Taylor Swift was doing it and she wasn't getting paid. I'm pretty sure that I heard that. I could be wrong. And then just real quick while you're looking that up on the text line, mm-hmm. somebody sent me this long-ass story, and then they follow it up with a text that says, "Read it, Barry," which everyone knows by now that's the best way for me to not read your texts, is for you to get demanding and pushy. Don't do that. Please.
We got conflicting reports.
Uh-oh.
Fox Business says why Super Bowl halftime performers don't get paid. Why Justin Timberlake and other Super Bowl halftime performers don't get paid.
That's what I heard. Yeah, that's what I thought. That they don't get any money for the halftime show. That it's exposure.
They're saying exposure to over 110 million Americans.
And how many of those 110 million you think have never heard of Justin Timberlake or Taylor Swift? I would be willing to bet you it was less than 30, 20% maybe.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I guess, but like you said, they don't need...
Which is still 22 million, but, I mean, out of 110 million?
Yeah, it's official. Lady Gaga, the headliner in 2017 here in Houston.
I said Taylor Swift. I meant Lady Gaga.
She did not make anything. No. Neither did Coldplay and Beyonce. NFL says they cover expenses and production costs, and that's it.
I'd be like, you know what I need? I need a Ferrari as part of my production cost. I'm going to drive in on it. I need you to buy that Ferrari. A Rari, as the kids would say.
And I'm going
to
keep it.
And I'm keeping all the production stuff.
And you get a chance to jump off the roof of the NRG.
Or fake it.
Fake it really well.
Yeah. Hey, Barry, just wanted to say that as a video gamer, the guys who compete in esports have distanced themselves just as much as regular athletes have as far as skills go. Not saying you have to like it, but put some respect on it. Nope. They're just all dorks to me.
I'm just all dorks. I'm in total agreement with
that. They're just dorks playing video games with people watching.
So here's the other thing.
If you try to tell me they're an athlete, I will turn your radio off.
They're professional.
They got some of the quickest fingers and thumbs in sports. Let me just tell you.
Yeah. Barry, you've ever had anybody buy you a shot during a comedy performance? Any cool stories? Not really. I mean, I've had people buy me beers and shots and stuff. I usually won't do them because I don't know if anyone drugged them.
Huh? We give them somebody else?
No, usually if the waitress will bring it to me, then I know that the waitress got it from the bar. But if some random stranger just, which I've had people walk up to the stage and hand me a shot or a beer, and I'll be like, yeah, you look sketchy. I'm not taking this or something. And I'll just, because you don't know. I mean, people would do that just to see you pass out on stage.
Barry. Yeah, I got a beer bottle. I got a bottle of beer for you.
That too. Spin in it, put their finger in it. So no, I have to get it. If you wanted to buy me a shot or a beer or whatever, yeah. If the waitress brings it to me from the bar, that's one thing. Okay. But yeah, and I've had that. And afterwards, I'll have a waitress come up and be like, "Hey, this person," because you know I'm usually the middle act, so it's the opener, and then me, and then the headliner. Which this weekend I'll be next weekend, February 9th, 10th, I'll be the headliner, so I'll be going last. But after I will get off stage, a lot of times somebody will come over, like a waitress, and say, "Hey, this table wants to buy you a beer." So that happens.
Okay. I'm not a germaphobe to like Barry's extent, but I don't like I can't draft beer. Like right? I can't drink.
Why?
It messes with my head now. Now that I'm old, it has to be in a bottle.
Well,
I just don't trust the cleaning process.
Yeah, Barry.
I'm slowly converting you, aren't I?
But I haven't. I can't remember.
All these nasty dudes out here with herbicide lips.
The problem is, some of the good craft beers, they'll only serve them in draft, and so
yeah, you can keep your herpes glass.
I Dude, I rarely drink.
BYOC, Nick, bring your own cup.
Yeah.
There you go.
I might have to. But then they still can, well.
No, you bring it, you wash it, you walk in. It's empty. Put it in this.
No.
See there?
See, if they go along with it.
Then because I'm telling you, I've sat at bars and watched them. I'll be drinking a beer out of a bottle, and I've watched the bar back, quote, clean the beer glasses and put them up.
Oh,
I'm like,
it's not that
no,
good.
No, that wasn't long enough.
It's a they quick
have
dunk
to, they have to get
it.
These things yeah. clean so they can quickly serve you another one.
Not me.
Like, that's the whole point.
Well, plus, they don't want to run out of glasses. So they
that's why.
It
that's why it's still, busy. It still bothers me to... like eat out at a restaurant. Just know it. I do it, but just knowing that the silverware has been in other people's mouths just disgusts me so much.
Yeah.
Not that you'll ever have to worry about this, but when you have a kid and you have your first kid,
yeah,
and your wife is already a little bit leaning on the germophobic side,
right?
That's exactly how she thinks too.
How weird would I be if I took my own silverware with me?
Very.
Would you guys think less of me as a person?
Well, we can't
weird.
Think any less.
What are you gonna do? Why?
Just think
that
we would think you're weird.
Huh?
What are you going to do? Wash them in the bathroom?
I just throw them in my wife's purse and we'll leave. And I'll wash them when we get home.
And your wife would be cool with dirty silverware?
She won't know.
Oh, okay.
I usually just wait until she goes to the restroom and I'll put them in there.
Hey,
I may have to start doing this. Maybe I'll get some sort of like Swiss Army knife that has a spoon and a fork on it. And then I could just use that.
I like plasticware, but the problem with plasticware, it's not as comfortable to eat with certain plasticware. It has to be like a quality.
Well, and you can't go to Saltgrass.
Yeah.
Walk in with a plastic knife and fork and try to, you know,
well,
fake
right?
your way through it.
It's go tender ahead,
enough. Cut your steak that way, big
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, it'll take a while.
We were talking about halftime acts, by the way. A certain halftime act that's been very popular across the NBA and all of sports in the last couple of years. Just had one of their main props stolen at the airport, and she's heartbroken. And I think you guys know the act I'm talking about. We'll talk about it when we get back. Don't go away. One segment left of the big show, then we'll turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So as we like to do in the final segment, before we turn it over to the judge and jury of anything and everything, radio rules unwritten, AJ Hoffman and, of course, Fred Fowler and the rest of the Blitz. We keep it a little lighter in the last segment. And I know you guys over the years have seen this. I've seen it way too many times. But the act known as Red Panda, well, was this lady on a 7-foot unicycle that takes all the bowls and gets them from her foot up to balance on top of her head?
Yes.
She did a show for the Golden State Warriors. She was in San Francisco. She's in the airport getting ready to go to Denver. Some dude, who they have video of, takes off with the unicycle. Not on it. It's folded up in a case. And he just takes off with it.
That's terrible. Taking that lady's livelihood like that.
As of today, a $2,000 reward is being offered for the 7-foot unicycle. They do have video of the man in a red ponytail and a beard, who very well could be OU Mike, walked into the terminal to the baggage claim and took a black rolling suitcase containing the unicycle from carousel number 5, in case you care. Pictures show him in Skechers wheeling a black bag and a suitcase away on a cart. The unicycle is worth $25,000.
Damn. For a unicycle?
Yeah.
That thing was pretty big.
But is it like custom?
It is.
I would imagine.
Now, her agent said she's heartbroken. It's like her baby was kidnapped. She's had the unicycle for 30 years. She went to the conveyor belt to baggage claim. She saw it from a distance. She was about 10 to 15 feet away, and someone grabbed it before it could get taken over in front of her. It's possible someone even took it by mistake. He's hoping they return it, no questions asked, but the news release described the event as a theft, and it's been exactly a week since it was taken. And they're saying, is it a coincidence or not? Unicycle was also stolen the same day, this time an electric one, from a 24-year-old woman riding it in the 3900 block of San Leandro Street in Oakland. So one in Oakland, one in San Francisco.
Wait.
Unicycles gone.
They have electric unicycles?
I guess so.
What?
Yeah.
It's like a uniped, almost like a moped.
No, the kicker, of course, that you guys are going to love is because she was supposed to perform the next day at UCLA at their game, and she had to cancel. She's a regular performer at the Warriors, the Clippers, and the Lakers games, and she's appeared on America's Got Talent, ESPN, all over the place. She's not only heartbroken, but her agent said she's doing horribly. The last quote is, she's dropping balls, and she's dropping bowls. She's just not used to it. The one that was stolen was custom built for her, and she can't do it without it.
Oh, that's so sad. How much does this lady make?
I would guess.
If you can afford a $25,000 unicycle, you must be doing pretty
good. What's the fair number for the basketball performances?
I would say in NBA performances, I would be a guesstimate in saying in most cases you pay for travel and expenses and everything like that, and the fee is normally between, depending on how popular you are and everything like that, probably between $2,500. I think on the high end, it's $10,000, but I think it's $2,500.
Wow, I was going to say
grand.
3 to 5.
So she maybe gets $5,000, you say? Because you probably said on the low end, 25.
The quick change, the couple that changes clothes throughout the real fast throughout the whole performance, they're like,
that's
the number.
Kinky.
Oh, if you've never seen Quick Change,
they get naked?
No. But Quick Change is like probably the long standing, most popular halftime show. But really? Next to Quick Change, Red Panda was up there. I bet you she gets $5,000.
Okay. So she's getting $5,000. How many gigs do you think she gets during the NBA season?
She's doing one a week?
Based
on what this says, is she's not only doing NBA, but she's doing college, and she runs the gamut of different events.
So you think she's working, what, 3 times a week?
Yeah, maybe.
Hell, let's say she only gets one a week. That's still lucrative.
In season.
$60,000.
In season, right. But I would say for the year, I would bet she does 60 events.
Damn.
Because literally, she will probably go to almost every NBA city. And then when you start mixing in the colleges, I would say she probably gets at least 20 to 40 colleges. She's probably got a pretty full schedule for the year, and that's all during basketball season.
This lady is making $300,000 a year juggling balls.
And bowls.
On a unicycle.
No, juggling bowls.
Oh,
she juggles
bowls.
Balls and flips bowls.
On a unicycle.
Yep. You've never seen the act?
I've seen it. Like, I'm on TV.
It is pretty amazing how many
usually,
bowls she can flip from her ankle to her head.
Like, I don't usually get into the halftime stuff. I don't know why. Like, people changing clothes. Like, big deal. I do that at the house all the time.
I'm just confused at the guy.
Riding a unicycle. Like 5 times in a minute and a half.
Yeah, but riding a unicycle and throwing bowls on your face, that's impressive. But changing clothes, like, I'm going to go home and do that. That's not impressive to me.
Go look at Quick Change if you've never seen.
Okay,
it.
Is the chick at least hot?
No.
Well, then I'm not looking at Quick Change.
Okay. I'm just saying.
You want to take one?
They're
call?
Killing it. Yeah, sure.
Are they? Do you think they're getting more?
Oh yes,
for
they
changing
are.
Clothes.
Oh, no doubt about it.
What kind of world do we live in?
Guaranteed number one halftime act in the NBA. Guaranteed, they're probably getting closer to $7,500 to $10,000 in appearance.
I hate this life. I hate this planet. We are paying people $7,500 to change clothes.
Yes, sir. Telling you right now.
Oh, my God. This is just so stupid.
Juan wants to get in here on a recommended ingredient, the board says. Juan, what's up?
Yeah, what is this for, Juan?
Juan, shut your window.
Hey, are you there?
Yep. Juan, are you standing in front of a fan? What is that noise? There you go.
The air conditioner.
Oh, okay, much better.
I'm driving around. Hey, do you know what wheat germ is?
Wheat germ, yes.
Yep.
I just wanted to recommend that. That's something I use when with smoothies. Bananas, strawberries, wheat germ, 2% milk, and protein powder.
Oh, okay.
So just throwing that out. I have my own little mix of healthy, you know, smoothies.
There you go. You don't throw any kale in there? What about apples?
Kale, no. No, just bananas, maybe some peaches, just so sweet.
I love how Juan was like, kale, what am I, sissy? But he's like, no, I throw peaches in there, though.
Oh, he threw it in with peaches because they're so sweet.
Yeah, what am I, sissy? Kale? Get out of here. I throw in some peaches and sprinkle a little unicorn dust, and then I make it look like a rainbow and I drink it. Like, it was crazy that I asked if he puts kale in there. That's awesome. Wheat germ. No, I don't even know what the hell that's for.
I've heard of it.
What does it do? I'm going to have to Google wheat germ. You guys stop giving me homework. I don't need homework.
It's a cereal germ. Oh, I guess it's like a grain or a bran. It probably fills you up because they'll say like fiber makes you full.
Pineapple does that for me. Pineapple fills me up. They say,
I've read somewhere that pineapple is like a super fruit, that it has so many different benefits.
Like, I know that the guy that David Maha used to be the strength and performance coach for the Rockets. And he would say, whenever, whether you got a sweet hankering or you want to eat something that's not going to be bad for you ever, at any time, eat pineapple. Sometimes he said, eat pineapple, put cottage cheese on it.
I think the strength and performance coach won, like, best
Jabbar, NBA. He's the new one. He did. He won recently. He just got the award for best in the, I don't know if it was the NBA or all professional sports, but Jabbar's great. He came from the Detroit Tigers, yeah. He won, was it strength and conditioning coach of the year? Rocket strength coach. So nice. Congrats to him. He will not hear this because he's in San Antonio. I was trying to find the going rate for quick change. They are married. But
I'm guessing these are old people.
Now they're branching out into product endorsement. Not only do the act, but the girl has her own line of aluminum quick change hula hoops, and the guy sells color changing top hats for $325 a lid.
What?
They are, Barry, you talk about, they are perpetrating fraud, prostituting the system, and getting paid.
Okay, I just pulled up Quick Change on YouTube, and I pulled up their America's Got Talent, and it's an old one because it goes back with Regis Philbin.
Oh.
So it's super old, and they've got a hula hoop.
Yep.
And this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. They just hide the lady, and she just, and she's in different clothes.
They play like the music, the dance music from The Mask, the movie The Mask. And like part of the time they have a hula hoop with like paper mache strips coming down from it.
People are losing their mind on the show about how awesome this is. Everyone loves it.
I'm telling you, dude, that's why it's the number one halftime show in the NBA.
Because people change clothes quickly.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in this
world.
They
have like a cloth phone booth. They do it through there. He dives. He just goes through real quick. And from the time he goes in, he wearing out one outfit, comes out the other side.
This isn't a world I want to live in. Does everyone know that these are just Velcroed on top of each other and they just rip one off like a basketball player going in? It's like, hey, you're in. And they just and snap it off and that's it. Like, what? So I've got to live in a world where people get paid $7,500 to change clothes and dorks get paid to play esports.
Yep.
This is the world we live
Welcome
in now.
Welcome to the world you live in,
Chief. My goodness. And Justin Timberlake is going country, apparently. Did you hear this? Someone said that he might be going full country very soon.
So what's
might explain the Tennessee River East Street Band or whatever the hell they're called.
The guy that won, is it Chris Singleton?
I don't know. Is that yes.
So he just won a couple more Grammys. He was a longtime country producer and writer and then was convinced to be a performer. He and Justin Timberlake are very, very close. So
that's why he's going full country, I bet.
They've done some duets and things like that, so maybe that's possible.
This world is upside down, and I don't know about this anymore.
JT's coming to the Big Sequoia in December, I think.
You going?
For two shows.
I would actually go to one of his concerts.
I've seen him in concert. He's fantastic.
Is it good?
Yeah.
We should go. We should just have a boys' night out.
Yeah, Nick, get some media credentials.
Take our shirts off and just go. Yeah, get us some media credentials, Nick.
I may be able to make that happen.
What?
We'll see.
Are we going to have a show field trip to JT? I swear, though, if he sings one country song, I'm out that bitch. I'm gone. I'm not doing it.
You can get pelted by a lot of angry women if you do.
Yeah, probably. Whatever.
Hey, that'll about do it for another big show as we had a lot of fun. Hopefully you did too, and we got some knowledge and entertainment along the way. Coming up next, it's Fred, AJ, Jong, and The Blitz, and we'll be back tomorrow for an FEF Friday. Barry's going to pick a comedian, make sure that we get him out and some of his
Billy acts. Gardell will be joining us. Remember, we talked about that. It's Billy Gardell, and he's going to join us. Wow. The guy from Mike and Molly joining us in studio tomorrow. How cool is that?
There you have it. All right, so it'll be pictures galore after we get him on the air. So stay tuned for that tomorrow on an FEF Friday, and anything goes. So if there's something you want to get off your mind or off your chest, give us a call, check in tomorrow, and we'll make sure it's part of the show. You guys have a great night. For Barry, for Nick, I'm Joel. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.